The state says thousands of Vermonters who lost telephone service in recent months should have received credit on their bills from Fairpoint Communications. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, the issue is whether the company has violated a Vermont Public Service Board rule.
Under the rule, landline telephone providers are required to give automatic refunds in the form of billing credits to customers whose service has been interrupted for more than 24 hours. The rule states, in part, the credit will be provided to customers who contact the carrier reporting the outage. But Fairpoint has told the Public Service Board the credits are only given to customers who report an outage and then make a follow-up call to a service representative. State Telecommunications Director Jim Porter says he reads the rule to mean the follow-up call shouldn't be required.
If they are aware of an outage because a customer has called in and created a ticket with Fairpoint for repair, I'm not sure, just at first blush, why it would require a second call on the part of the customer in order to get a credit.
Testimony filed by the Public Service Department with the board states that in the last 6 months of 2014, more than 10,000 Vermont Fairpoint customers who were owed a credit did not receive one. Fairpoint says it issued about 2,800 out-of-service customer bill credits during that period. In documents filed with the Public Service Board, Fairpoint says it believes it is meeting the requirements of the rule. The company says it doesn't have the ability to provide automatic credits for service delays without hearing from the customers. Porter says Fairpoint's policy on issuing service delay credits has only come to light in the wake of the problems that occurred following an October strike by company workers.
Is it the department's view that if those 10,000 customers called Fairpoint today and asked for their credit, that if they were eligible, they should receive them?
Absolutely.
The Public Service Department says Fairpoint has not attempted to make customers aware of the availability of credits for service delays. In a statement, Fairpoint says it can't discuss matters currently before the Public Service Board. The company says customers who think they are eligible for an out-of-service credit should call Fairpoint's Customer Service Department. The board is investigating Fairpoint service delays and an E911 system outage last November. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.